Big day for Dusty May, who has hit the ground running. Got a well-known last name recruit, and also Michigan spring football game tomorrow at noon at the Big House. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And let's talk about Mr. Pippen coming to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it's a big one. And, you know, he got involved late with him, and Georgia Tech had been on him for a long time, Florida, Stanford, but made a connection. And what he said was that, man, he and the other coaches, the assistant coaches who have hit the ground running, really were relentless in recruiting him and talking about how he could be an impact player in his first year. And, you know, he's got the pedigree. And that's the interesting thing, that a lot of these guys are late bloomers, and John Beilein used to really live in that zone, right? And go for players whose dads were pros, or he knew that they were still growing and he knew they had great potential. They were from basketball families. Tim Hardaway Jr. obviously was a big one. So, and you know, Pippen just happens to be one of those guys. So they love his upside. He's 6'3". He's growing. I have a high school coach down here who watched this film for me. He thinks he's a legit top 50 guy who's going to have a chance to play right away. But really shows you the work ethic that Dusty May's putting in here to close on this kid in the first few weeks that he's on campus. And he's relentless, Bill. He's got about a list of 25 guys. He's got all kinds of visitors. And, you know, when there's a dead period, he's on the road visiting donors, trying to collect some cash to be able to pay and compete in this climate, and seems to be working.
Yeah, Justin Pippen out of Chatsworth, Sierra Canyon, has pledged to Michigan. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com has that story on the Wolverine.com website, also Twitter, Facebook pages. And in terms of the portal and filling the roster beyond getting a stud class of 2024 guard and Scottie Pippen's kid, Justin Pippen, who else has been added to the roster so far?
Yeah, nobody yet, but they got a couple guys coming back. Will Cheddar, George Washington III is coming back for his sophomore year. So now they've got to go to the portal and really fill out with about seven or eight guys. They got Vlad Golden, who we think is going to be coming. He visited last week, seven-footer who played at Florida Atlantic and averaged 15.7 points per game, 6.9 rebounds. He would be a huge one to build around. Trey Donaldson is in. He's an Auburn transfer. Michigan was in great shape with him. We had a report this morning that another assistant coach at another school told one of our national guys that they got him to cancel his Michigan visit, but turned out to be wishful thinking. He is on campus right now, and Michigan's in a good spot with him. A kid named Reuben Jones from North Texas, a guard who shot 41.6% from three, was an outstanding defender, played in Dusty May's league, is a guy that we're keeping a close eye on. That one could happen at any time. There are just several guys. Roddy Gale from Ohio State's visiting this weekend. He's a guard, and Michigan appears to be in very good shape for him, too. Danny Wolf, a big guy from Yale, who has visited Michigan, has ties here. I think several of his family members went here. I think he's got a couple years remaining. Could be one of those, you know, 20-minute-a-game guys that could play at this level and provide some size. So, but the interesting thing is, right, he's passing on other guys, too, that seem to be good fits, like Connor Asijan from Wisconsin. We thought that one would be a no-brainer. And he said, look, I've got other guard prospects that are a little bit higher, and canceled that trip. So he's doing everything right. He's not just looking for bodies. He's looking for players that fit what he wants to do, understands that he's going to have to adapt and get bigger bodies for the Big Ten. But everything this guy has done has been impressive from the get-go.
All right, I got about 2 minutes before I have to get to a network TO. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com. Your quick thoughts on Michigan's spring game tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to see a lot of veterans playing. I think at some positions like safety, for example, Quentin Johnson won't be out there. And it's going to be one of those games where we'll see a little bit of the quarterbacks initially, and then we'll see them go deep into the depth chart probably by the second or third quarter. So, and they're, you know what, we aren't going to get a really good idea of how good the offensive line is. There have been guys banged up like Miles Hinton, who's going to be their starting left tackle, and they're going to split them up on both sides. You know, they did a draft. So it'll be interesting, though, to see how Alex Orgy plays. He's the guy that everybody's keeping an eye on. He is inconsistent still. So people we've talked to today said, you know, the portal's still not out of the question there. We're going to keep an eye on the kicking game as well. But a lot of talent still on this team. The defense has been way ahead of the offense, as you would expect. They think they have a championship-level defense, Bill. It's all going to come down to the offense.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Follow Michigan Hoops with Dusty May hitting the ground running, and also the spring game tomorrow at the Wolverine.com. Chris, appreciate the update. Enjoy the spring game.
Anytime. Thanks, Billy.